Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Being on stage feels like someone else, but also more yourself than you've ever felt.
This feels like getting to live in your imagination.
Seeing everyone again brought back so many memories.
Being able to be in this show will be one of the greatest treasures of my life.
Recording. Okay.
Now, countdown to clap. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Magical.
Hippity hoppity. Hey, yo. It's the Patreon with Cheese podcast. And as you know, it's your host, Jess. And I'm here as always with our hizzle. It's Liz Esten. How are you doing?
I'm good. But I'm good.
My home skillet biscuit.
Jess is trying to be hip, guys. I'm scared.
It's the 90s.
It's always the 90s.
And we're in Florida, the hippest place in the world.
It's not full of old people. What are you talking about?
All right, we're just going to dive into this. This is episode 5 of Encore, where we're in Florida. We're doing Annie Get Your Gun. This had the most crazies in a cast I have ever seen. I don't mean to talk shit about real people. I didn't. But these people are borderline crazy.
This felt like the Real Housewives of Florida.
The Real Housewives of Annie Get Your Gun. But on the good side, we got Adam Wachter back.
Adam Wachter
been gone
is
for a while.
Back, our angel.
If he was not in this episode would 100% just be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Every time they cut to him, be going like, this is going terrible, but I'm not saying anything. And I'm like, yeah.
No, he's saying it. No. He's 100% saying it. He's like, let's just say that was good. Someone's saying, yeah, let's just say it. Yeah, we can pretend.
Yeah, that's a lie, but yeah, let's just say that went well.
My goodness. Once again, I love Adam Wachter. He's the best.
He is.
I would never want to be in a production with him. He would be very, very honest.
He scares me.
In a best way. Like, he's very sweet, very kind, but also, he ain't going to hide how he feels about a situation.
He knows what he wants, and he knows exactly what it's going to sound like.
All right, so what's the drama this time, Liz? What's the sitch, as they would say in Kim Possible terms?
Well, we got another ex's drama, because every episode of Encore has exes drama. So,
who has this much hung up on their high school exes?
Like, seriously.
You're like 35, my lady.
I know she was cheated on and she wants to get closure, but Jesus Christ.
Fuck closure.
You're married.
You have a husband.
You're married. You deliver babies. We're living, like.
Yeah, and then she shows up in full, like, costume. She's wearing a fucking cowboy hat and cowboy boots, like, I'm gonna steal the lead.
And Wayne over here is just like, I didn't know I had to fight for this.
Yeah, I thought I was just getting this. I rehearsed this, you know, I learned the lines for this role, and I can't believe that the director let that happen. Like, all right, let's see what you do.
Let's audition.
I could hear, like, the TV director, like, do it. Do it for the drama, and then cut her wings. Because I know from the start, he was never going to let that happen.
Absolutely not. I just love he's just like, you guys did great, but logically, this is stupid. So no.
Logically, this is a waste of time. And I had seen this episode before, and I knew what was coming. So this time around, I watched the people in the background, which would have been the me in this situation. You know, the one happily cast as a character actor,
yeah,
watching the drama play out and, like, wasting everyone's time.
The minute she walked in late dressed like a cowboy, I was like, okay, this is this the Real Housewives of Annie Get Your Gun, and this is going to be stupid.
I don't know what I expected from Florida.
This is the trashiest episode so far, so honestly.
Yeah. And then the girl that does get to play Annie, like, she's like a crystal fiend that
she
doesn't like
crystals.
The aura. Like, she's like, I can't work today because it's the moon, the Gemini moon is out.
No, I think she says something about how the sign hanging is messing with her Gemini moon or something. Some such witch. What the hell?
People are fucking crazy in Florida.
It's ridiculous. And there's also the guy who lost his job, who, like,
yeah,
is constantly having job interviews and has a breakdown.
He doesn't like being emasculated by his wife.
He doesn't. Well, he's a stay-at-home dad now, so. But my dad's been a stay-at-home dad for most of his since I was born, but he has a job, so there's a difference.
Break down gender norms.
Hell yeah. I would stay at home dad, because after three kids at a certain point, you gotta stay home.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a stay-at-home dad if I had any interest in having kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just make sure they don't kill each other.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Make them lunch, keep them entertained. I'm sure it's difficult, but...
Yeah, yeah, because they want attention, they want to go to the park and shit, but...
Yeah.
You have Candy Crush, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Just give them an iPad, call it a day. Might as well.
Yeah. All right, let's... talk about who else there is. I don't think there's anyone else worth talking about.
There's the barbershop guy who...
Yeah, who cheated on the
cheated
girl,
on cowboy girl.
Lady. Yeah.
And he's like, I want to be an actor, but I open a barbershop.
He's got fresh hair, I will say that. His beard looks
great. He has a great beard. But the first time you see him, he's wearing a fedora, so I was like, oh no.
Well, the same with the gay man. Comes in with a fedora and shorts on and immediately jumps into someone's arms. His husband couldn't even make, his fiance couldn't even make it to the show, because yeah. I think he went across the country. He didn't stay local, because, you know, he had talent.
Yeah. He went to New York, I think, so, just like.
Yeah, I can just imagine the New York boyfriend being like, Florida?
Florida, honey. Really? Really? You want to go back to Florida?
How much do you think I love you? Because it's definitely not enough to go to Florida.
It's like,
I'll send flowers, though.
Like, hurry up and get back here. We need to not be in... You need to not be in Florida.
I feel like that's bad for your health and even worse for mine.
How are you doing? My fiance's in Florida, so I'm just really worried about him. Like,
I hope he comes back alive.
I hope he comes back okay and not super old and retired and sad.
Yeah.
No offense against Florida, just... in case people are from Florida listening to this.
Oh my god, if you're from Florida, what are you doing listening to this? I'm kidding, you're welcome here. I'm sure you're not like the rest of them.
We're just making fun of your home state. It's fine.
I make fun of my home state all the time.
Yeah, same.
So it's great.
Yeah, we all make fun of our home states.
Nobody likes where they're from.
Exactly.
Except if you're from like New York or something, and it's like, oh, I'm in the city of dreams. I was born here. I'm never gonna leave.
I'm a New Yorker. Yeah, I get it. Stop talking about it.
Yeah. So how did the performance go? I thought this was like a pretty smooth performance, all things considered.
Yeah, there's like one line slip up, which was obvious, but they recovered. I think it went well. I also had to read the plot summary of Annie Get Your Gun while watching this, so because I didn't know what was happening, and I was like, oh wow, I hate this. So
please explain the plot of Annie Get Your Gun for the masses.
Okay, I'll do this in the vaguest way possible, because I can barely remember it. So it's Annie Oakley, and she's a sharpshooter, and she competes against this asshole named Frank, who is real sexist and thinks the woman he needs to marry is like smells nice and wears good clothes. And then Annie sings a song about how you can't get a husband when you have a gun, which is like, what the fuck does that even mean?
And in my opinion, that's the only way to get a husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Marry me.
How am I supposed to get someone to stick with me the rest of my life?
If I don't have a gun, I'm not threatening them with gun violence.
It's called a shotgun wedding for a reason. Exactly. And then they like go on tour and they sing There's No Business Like Show Business, which is played 80 times in this episode. And I hate this song now. I hate it. It's so annoying.
Have you ever seen All That Jazz?
No.
Ooh, we might have to cover it on this show eventually. But it has the best use of that song ever. Ugh. And I don't want to spoil it for you because it's also the last shot of the film.
God bless. Yeah, but basically they do a touring show of gun violence or something. Because that's what you did in the 1900s.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. There's a Native American there who's presumably played by a white person in every production of this show.
You are right.
So, which is, oh my god. And I'm pretty sure at the end of Act 2, Annie gets adopted into a Native American tribe.
Classy, timeless musical. I'm glad that the encore episode didn't focus on that.
Yeah, there's like one shot during the finale where you see like the Native American character just standing there. But they never mention it. It's like, thank god. But yeah,
it's not focused on.
Yeah, so there's a gunfight, there's will they or won't they stuff, like all the stuff from old musicals you love, presumably. I don't know.
And then the show ends, and we are neither better nor worse for it.
And we feel nothing except, was that kind of sexist?
Was that kind of racist?
Was that kind of a bunch of other ists that it could apply to it?
Yeah. If people put on a bad show decently, is it still a bad show? Yes.
Yes. Because if your source material is questionable, you're going to have...
What should they be doing on Encore, though? Like, what should they, like, pull up old productions of Jekyll and Hyde by Frank Wildhorn next?
I would love to see an Encore episode of Frank Wildhorn's Jekyll and Hyde.
I would, too. A lot of schools put it on.
Especially for the scene where Jekyll and Hyde, like, duet each other, because in the Hazelhoff version, he flips, like, he's wearing half a wig or, like, half a ponytail, and he's flipping back and forth, and it's really stupid.
It's great. It is cheese.
I love it.
It is pure cheese.
And then I think Constance, I don't remember his last name, he sings to himself in a mirror, and it's stupid.
Yeah, I saw that production live.
Oh, wow.
It's bad.
Yeah. I would love to see, like, stupid musicals done on Encore, and not just, like, the classics or the Disney ones.
Like, pull out something like, ooh, that would be a bad one. But if they did Thoroughly Modern Millie,
Oh.
That's just old enough.
Oh, God.
Where that could happen. Hairspray's a big one, too. I'm thinking of, like, all the...
Yeah.
Could do The Wiz. I love The Wiz. I think that's a great musical.
I did Peter Pan in high school. So
everyone did Peter Pan. Like that was like the go-to high school one for like many years.
Oh yeah. And we did not change Uggawug. It stayed racist.
Oh gross.
We kept it.
Was it all white people?
Of course it was. We don't have any Native Americans in our school.
Yikes.
Yikes indeed. Yeah, the Indians were all very white. My friend was one of them. I think.
Ooh, so. How does she or they feel about that?
I think she was like, whatever about it. But one conversation I remember having with her when we did Les Mis, we're talking about it in homeroom because they cast the chorus people the night before and I wasn't there.
Right.
So she was like, you know, I'm really sad I didn't get to be a prostitute. And I turned to her, it's like, you know, this conversation out of context is really weird.
Why did she not want a lead?
No, she was, well, she auditioned for a lead, obviously. She just didn't get it.
She could have been the Fontaine.
No, there's a senior that played Fontaine. We were freshmen at the time, so leads were kind of out of the question. So,
I mean, what if you were, like, really, really good?
Yeah, no, that never happened in our school, like, juniors and seniors. Maybe, like, if we need a young person, we'll cast a freshman. Like, if we need a child. So, like, when we did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, one of the children was a high schooler and the other was a child that switched out every other performance. So...
Oof.
But she was very short, so, like, it made sense.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is just not a good musical
general. It's not. It's really bad.
Like, could you even try to give me a general consensus of the plot of that musical and movie? Because the movie makes no damn sense.
No, also the movie implies everything was a dream.
Yeah, and then the car starts flying at the end anyway, so.
Yeah, because it's like the ending of Grease, where the car starts flying, but it's like real life most of the movie.
Hell isn't real, and the hell is the Grease movie.
Yeah. I don't mind the Grease movie.
Of course you don't. You like bad things. You like most of the Friday the 13th movies, too.
No, I've only seen like three of them.
Yeah, that's most of them.
No, there's like 12.
I know. Which three did you see?
I've seen the first one. I saw that on my own.
Obviously.
I watched Jason X and...
Oh!
Yes, I watched Space Jason. I watched Jason X and I've seen the remake, but that's it. I also only watched Jason X because my boyfriend and I were looking for a stupid horror movie to watch when he came over to my house once, and Jason X was on Netflix, and he's like, that movie's hilarious. I'm like, I love space. I love the idea of space, Jason. Let's go. So,
The remake has some of the weirdest sex scenes ever put onto film. Let me just say that. And I've seen Munich, which has the strangest sex scene ever put on film. So that's saying a lot.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He's
like...
Who in the middle of sex starts talking about, you've got perfect nipple placement, baby? Like, what the...
The screenwriter was a horny man who didn't know a horny teens talked.
It's garbage. And it has a really stacked cast, if I remember correctly.
Jared Padalecki, Kay Panabaker.
Yeah, you know, from Sky High, the best
from
movie
Sky
ever.
High, the best superhero movie of all time. And a bunch of others.
Bruce Campbell as a gym teacher, 10 out of 10.
I didn't know Bruce Campbell was until I was, like, much older, and I watched a movie as an adult. I was like, oh my god, Bruce Campbell's been in this movie this whole time?
Somehow, when I finally discovered that Bruce Campbell was, like, a person to know, I just know, like, oh, he was definitely that gym teacher. Like, I definitely made that connection. Like, that's the only man that could have been that role, now that I know this.
Yeah, I was watching the Star Trek remake with the reboot with my dad, and I was like, why do I find Captain Kirk really hot when I've never seen him in anything before, I'm pretty sure. Proceeds to look it up, see he's the prince in Princess Diaries 2, A Royal Engagement, my favorite movie at the age of 8, and I'd seen 60 times. And he was my first movie crush, so... It's like, oh, I get it.
I had a similar vibe, but with Captain Kirk's dad in the Star Trek remake.
It was a Hemsworth. It was Chris Hemsworth, right? Yeah.
It was Chris Hemsworth before he was anyone.
Yeah.
And I like really like, I like this guy. And then I saw Thor the next year and I was like, why do I really like this guy? Oh!
He's Kirk's dad.
You had one scene at the beginning of that shitty Star Trek movie.
Yeah, I mean, but we can thank Chris Hemsworth being famous for Cabin in the Woods being released because it was shelved for so long.
That movie's so good, too.
So good. Impeccable. I love it.
I wish that Joss Whedon wasn't involved because fuck that guy, but also...
Just call it a Drew... I forgot the...
Drew Goddard, isn't it?
Drew Goddard movie. I call it a Drew Goddard movie.
Yeah, and so it didn't have a screenwriter. It's just like Bright. No one wrote the script of that movie.
Well, only one person wrote the script, and it was Drew Goddard. And there's another person listed that's fake.
Yeah, that's a fake name.
It's a fake name. It's like Alan Smithy.
Yeah, or Anthony Perkins and Stephen Sondheim. They didn't really write that script.
Rest in peace, Sondheim.
And Anthony Perkins. Why the fuck don't we get to say rest in peace, Anthony Perkins?
Because Sondheim died more recently. So it's fresh on the brain.
Fine.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Also, I might have watched a movie recently where he recorded a voicemail, so he's on my brain.
Hi, this is Stephen Sondheim. Great job, kid.
Great job, Jonathan Larson.
Like someone that doesn't do a good Sondheim at all. Like, hey, kid. Good job, I'm Stephen Sondheim. He introduces himself every time
Hello,
he's on screen.
I'm Stephen Sondheim. You did a good job.
Imagine if that was the voice Bradley Whitford did.
So good.
Hey, great lyric and tune.
Stephen Sondheim
he never
was
put
a smoker.
The cigarette away. I think he did smoke for a little bit because, like, in his West Side Story photos, there's a lot of pictures of him just holding a cigarette, trying to look cool in front of the musical theater daddies in the room.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I had to film, filmed a movie trailer in college for a pitching class, and we had an old mom grandma type who smoked a lot. So I had to buy a pack of cigarettes because I was the only one who was 21. And then we just stuck like 8 in the wig. And, like, he had two in his hand because he was a guy dressed as a grandma.
Right.
And just putting on a smoker's voice. But it's like, let's just put a ton of cigarettes in this wig just to really get the point across.
Have you ever tried, like, the fake cigarettes where they fill it with just random shit?
No.
I don't know. But it's no nicotine.
No.
I shot a film where there was a girl just huffing on them, and then someone accidentally put a real cigarette there, and then she's just like wheezing and coughing, like, I can't do this.
The struggles of movie making.
Yeah, it was the funniest, because she's like this tiny girl, and she's like really doing a good job selling the cigarettes, and then like we just switched her out a new one. She had to pull out a new one and light that one, and then on camera you just see the tears well in her eyes.
Oh god.
Maybe warn an actor is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, in high school we didn't warn an actor that medicine was made of soy sauce, so.
They have an allergic reaction?
No, he just said it was salty and it tasted bad. I was like, dude, we need thick medicine that's brown. We have all these soy sauce packets from how much Chinese we eat. Just drink the medicine. He didn't complain or anything. He's the nicest guy, but he was just like, couldn't you guys have made it like cola or something? It's like, no.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to make requests for prop liquids.
No, you get what you get and you like it.
Also, it wasn't my idea. I was genuinely shocked they used soy sauce. I was busy doing something else at the time, presumably, but it was just like, you got to come up with what you got. So,
I mean, what were you doing at the time?
Peter Pan.
How important was it? Oh, I get, there is that medicine scene.
The medicine scene, yep. He's like he was the nicest guy in the cast. So I was like, I feel so bad we're making you drink soy sauce, but I also think that's our only option because we can't get soda very easily in a high school. So, you know, unless you want to drink iced tea.
No one wants to drink iced tea. I'd rather drink soy sauce.
I like iced tea. I feel attacked. I'm kidding.
So Encore, who do you think the MVP was in this episode?
Back to Encore. As always, we go off on a tangent about horror movies at some point in these Encore episodes. I would go with the chick who played Annie. Despite her weird crystal thing, I think she pulled it off.
I think she did good, but I also think the Cheaty Mc, you know, whatever.
Cheaty McCheat fans.
He has a really good voice.
No, oh, wait, his name was Alfie. It was really stupid.
Yeah. But I remember, like, when they're doing the lineups and Adam Walker's like, let's see you guys sing the song from the 90s. And he was like, he's the only one that's really nailing this.
For those of you who haven't seen Encore, for their warm-up song, they try to tangentially connect it to something in the thing. And most of them are, you guys went to school in the 90s. Here's a song from the 90s.
If they did that shit to me, like, hey, you graduated in 2014. Here was a song from 2014. Like, what's... song am I gonna sing? What came out in 2014?
I don't know what came out in 2014.
What is the most popular song in 2014? Masking Siri.
Yes. He's not asking. You guys can comment what you think. If you would like.
I'm gonna find out, because most popular song 2014. Because you graduated that year, didn't
2015.
You?
2015.
Okay.
So around.
All about that bass. I can nail that.
No treble.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'd probably do all right.
I think it might have for me, it might have been like Thinking Out Loud or something.
That was 2014.
Oh, it was also 2014.
I think the one they would choose for us is Chandelier by Sia.
Yes, because the vocals.
I wanna swing from the chandelier, the one theater kid, the chandelier.
This is Jess's audition to go and get on Encore, Adam Walker.
Adam Walker, choose me to be... You run things, don't you? I know for a fact you don't. But yeah, choose me.
I mean, if...
Let's see, in 2015, what would your song be?
I don't know. I was born on a weird day because Pennsylvania cutoffs, so...
See You Again by Wiz Khalifa. I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
So,
by the weekend.
one about Dead Paul Walker or the one about cocaine? Okay.
When I see you, is that the Paul Walker?
That's the Paul Walker song.
Good For You by Selena Gomez.
Oh god, I hate
not
that
to
song.
Be confused.
That's when she's
not to be confused with Olivia Rodriguez's Good For You or Pascal Paul's Good For You.
Yeah, two of those are good. One of those is bad, and the bad one is Selena Gomez.
Bitch Better Have My Money by Rihanna.
Oh, Adam Walker would totally choose that one.
Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding. I actually kind of like it. I like Ellie Goulding's song. I hope she's not problematic.
I don't think she is. I don't know.
All right, here's the two actual ones I'd probably choose.
Yeah.
The first one is Sorry by Justin Bieber.
Oh, they totally picked
that
one.
That's actually a song.
Yeah.
Or Hello by Adele.
Oh, definitely.
Which I think was like a big meme.
Definitely Hello. Definitely Hello. Just for those belting. I can't sing, so I'm not going to sing.
Hello from the other side.
That is Jess's job.
And then they bring like the soprano. She's like, hello from the other side. Because she wants to show her reign.
And Adam Wachter like, rolls his eyes.
Yeah, like, bitch, that's not what we're here for.
This is a fucking musical theater show. But also, if my high school ever did this, I would not be invited. So.
You know what? Liz, I'm going to make you perform and sing and dance so we can be on Encore in 10 years.
Good luck, dude. Good luck.
What do you think would be your dream role if you could be in a musical show?
I don't know, someone in the background.
No, come on, you have to be a lead.
I don't want to be a lead.
I want you to be a lead.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Damn.
I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know, I think you'd be a good Mary and Merrily We Roll Along.
Is that a good or bad thing?
That's a good thing.
Okay. The only thing I know about the movie is it's being made and it's going to take 20 years. So,
because it's Richard Linklater.
This is a new thing, making movies in 20 years instead of like less than one.
I will say if there is any film musical that deserves it, it's Merrily. Because at least it'll kind of feel like a magic trick at that point, unlike Boyhood.
Yeah, but also Blake Jenner is in the movie.
Is he a rapist?
He is. He most likely abused Melissa Benoist. Benoist, because she came for the Instagram video about the cell phone throwing incident where she hurt her eye, and based on timeline, she was married to Blake Jenner at the time.
Fucking gross.
So, it'll be another Ansel Elgort promoting West Side Story situation, except for there'll be a big...
It'll be 20 years.
It'll be like a 20-year gap, and Twitter will bring it up again, so...
I think Twitter's going to be around 20 years.
I hope
not. That's the saddest thought I've heard all day.
I really hope it won't be around in 20 years. I hope it'll just eradicate itself and explode.
No, we'll just be so deep in irony that it'll literally just be called Bird App.
Yeah, it'll just be called the Bird App, and it'll just be full of, like, screenshots of, like, random stuff. Be nothing useful.
But the only good thing about Merrily that makes it work better than Boyhood for this choice is it's told in reverse. So we'd start seeing them the way we know them now. And then by the end, we'd see them as the younger version, so it'll you'll leave seeing the magic.
So we'll start with, you start with old Beanie Feldstein, and then you go to younger Beanie Feldstein. Got it.
I think that Ben Platt's going to age the worst out of the three.
I mean, we saw how they tried to de-age him in post, in Evan Hansen, so.
Yeah, I think he's going to look the worst. I think Beanie Feldstein, going by how her brother is aging, she's going to look basically the same.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, oh, the other one's Blake Jenner, and I don't care how he looks, so.
I don't give a shit. In all fairness, that movie's not about him.
No, he's a side character. Thank God.
No, he's the lead, but he's not what you come in for.
Okay. So you
if that makes sense.
There's a lot of musicals like that, so yeah, that makes sense to me.
All right, so that's this time covering Encore on Musicals with Patreon, or Patreon
with
cheese.
You remember the title? We haven't done this in a while, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's just been week after week, but it's been a minute for us.
It's been a hot minute. I'm working on a thing you'll be seeing at the end of the month, hopefully. So.
Hopefully. If on the day you're listening to it, we might be having our first friends and family screening.
Oh, God. The friends and family.
You know, our friends Sideways and Brent, and our family Emily Clark and Christy Esterly.
You mean my Uncle Brent? Yeah.
Good old Uncle Brent and Uncle Sideways.
I love Uncle Sideways.
Anyone else? An Aunt Grace Aki.
My aunt, who I'm both inspired by and intimidated by simultaneously.
I love Grace. I love her very much. I have never been intimidated by her. I know a lot of people that have. I don't know. She's just so funny. No, how can you be intimidated by someone that makes you laugh that much?
Oh, no. She's just a very powerful woman. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh, very
I want to be that powerful.
She's going to tear down an entire man's career, and I'm here
hell
for
yeah,
it.
Hell yeah. No, I love Grace. I love Grace so much. She's amazing. I like all her tweets, basically, at this point. It's a thing I do every day. I'm just like scroll through Twitter. Every Grace Aki tweet, go.
The best Twitter.
The best. She's great.
It's
Twitter
really
account.
Weird because I was on her Christmas tree bullshit, but she was not on mine. I don't know how those things work, but she definitely should be on mine.
I think it's replies because I did mine and I only had one level because I don't reply a lot.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
And you were on it, obviously. Either. But
because I always reply.
Yeah, you, all my tweets. Jess is my Twitter hype man.
I respect you. I'm your hype man in all things, yeah. Not just Twitter.
Jess is also my Twitter hype man because he retweets my stuff. And then more of you see it.
I mean, that's kind of a blanket thing. Anytime Andrew or Bree tweets, I will retweet both on my account and the Musicals for Cheese account just because we help our own.
Yes, help your own. Always do that. It's just a good life tip.
Help your own. And we'll... Wait, cheese rating. What's your cheese rating?
This is good. I'm trying to think of something trashy because this is Florida. Not to say this production was trashy, but it was very Florida. So I'm going to go with like very like cheap cheddar. You get it like Giant. Like it's trashy, but like, it gets the job done. But,
or Publix. Isn't that a Florida thing?
Publix, yeah. A Publix cheddar. Pretty, it was good though. They did a good job.
Yeah.
And I just don't like Annie Get Your Gun. So.
Bad musical. Adam Wachter's back, so that.
But Adam Wachter is back, and that's delightful. Adam Wachter is not a discount cheddar. He's a high end cheddar.
Yes. I will be giving this some cheese from the Gemini Moon.
Yes, the Gemini Moon is off. I can't work like this.
Oh, well, I guess we're going to have to end it here.
Damn
it. Gemini Moon is off.
My Gemini Moon isn't working. I'm not even a Gemini.
We'll see you next time. What are you?
I'm a Virgo.
He's a Virgo, and he lit the black candle. All right, see you next time on Patreon Cheese. Say goodbye, Liz.
Goodbye.
Will be one of the greatest treasures of my life.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.